This is West Virginia Morning. I'm Teresa Wills. An international volunteer group started in West Virginia is sharing a love for reading with young students who might not have their own books.
When they were reading the Pete the Cat and their faces just lit up, it's really exciting because they might not have this at home. They might not get to experience books.
That story and more coming up this West Virginia Morning. Support for West Virginia Morning is provided by Hope Gas, committed to the growth and development of West Virginia to strengthen the community. Information at wvisforhope.com. The Trump administration says it will spend $625 million to keep coal-fired power plants in operation. Curtis Tate has more.
More than half the money from the U.S. Department of Energy will go toward recommissioning or modernizing coal plants. The department will also invest in coal power rural capacity and affordability projects, but didn't name any specifics. Energy Secretary Chris Wright said keeping coal plants operating would be key to winning the AI race and keeping energy affordable. However, coal has become one of the most expensive ways to generate electricity and has struggled for years to compete with gas and, more recently, renewables. Coal generated 15% of the nation's electricity last year, down from half two decades ago. The last time coal surpassed gas in U.S. electricity production was in January 2018 during Trump's first term. Wind and solar now produce more power than coal. For West Virginia Public Broadcasting, I'm Curtis Tate in Charleston.
A food bank that serves 12 counties of West Virginia is struggling to meet a sharp increase in demand. Maria Young reports.
The head of the Facing Hunger Food Bank says their client list has jumped from 130,000 to well over 150,000 this year. At the same time, steep cuts to U.S. Department of Agriculture programs have dropped food supplies by about 30%. That's roughly 13 trailer loads of food each month that no longer show up. CEO Cindy Kirkhart says the result is a lot less for those in need.
We're not providing as much or as frequently protein, dairy, eggs, things like that, that cost quite a bit more.
Kirkhart says the hardest hit areas of West Virginia are southern counties, which have faced mine closures and layoffs, as well as devastating floods this year. For West Virginia Public Broadcasting, I'm Maria Young in Charleston.
Attorney General J.B. McCuskey has signed on with 16 state attorneys general to investigate claims from major tech companies that they are solely powered by renewable energy. Chris Schultz has more.
In a letter sent to Microsoft, Meta, Google, and Amazon executives, the coalition outlined concerns with what they call false claims the companies have made about their energy use. The letter claims the companies rely on purchase certificates to offset emissions. Coupled with claims of being 100% renewable, they say utilities are pressured to move away from fossil fuel-generated baseload power to attract or retain big tech data center development. In a press release, McCuskey said the companies aren't truly green because it is not possible or practical, and that he is proud to, quote, stand with the coalition to push back against the hypocrisy from these woke companies. For West Virginia Public Broadcasting, I'm Chris Schultz in Morgantown.
This is West Virginia Morning. I'm Teresa Wills. It's 7:53. Areas of fog this morning, mostly cloudy skies today, a slight chance of rain in the southeast, highs in the 70s and 80s. Support for WVPB is provided by HD Media, offering digital editions for all HD Media websites with news and events in the community. Available at hdmediallc.com. Books are not always readily available for children everywhere in the U.S. Chris Schultz looks at how an international volunteer group started in West Virginia makes sure all preschool kids get new picture books and learn a love of reading.
Even in our digital age, a good book can still a room full of young kids brimming with morning energy.
This is Pete the Cat. I love my white shoes.
Devin Chopra is a junior in high school, but today she's in a preschool classroom in Grafton, West Virginia. She's reading Pete the Cat.
Pete loved his white shoes so much, he sang this song. I love my white shoes.
I'm here because I really want to spread the love of reading.
She and other volunteers with the Literary Society made the trip this morning to read a Pete the Cat book to the students of the Webster Head Start classroom. Chopra has been volunteering with the Literary Society for 4 years, since she was in the seventh grade. The group collects books and takes them to classrooms like this one for students to take home.
We've been bringing books through Appalachia, and this was the next in our stop.
Nate Sorrell is the teacher at the Webster Head Start. He says Head Start encourages volunteerism because novelty in the form of new faces and information helps young learners engage.
The kids, when they see somebody else, they get so excited because, I mean, they see us every day. And not that they don't get excited for us, but to see someone new and what they have to offer, it's really good for our program.
He says volunteers like Chopra, who not only read to the children, but bring books they can take home, are particularly important for their impact on childhood literacy and language development.
Like when they were reading the Pete the Cat and their faces just lit up, it's really exciting because they might not have this at home. They might not get to experience books.
The American Academy of Pediatrics says that reading together with young children significantly strengthens relationships with caregivers and promotes early brain development, laying the groundwork for school readiness and long-term benefits throughout life.
Do you like presents?
Yes!
The children get excited when Chopra hands them their books. Rani Azuri created the Literary Society. The name is a play on her love of reading and tea. She came up with it in her home of Morgantown about 5 years ago. That's when she learned about book deserts, places where books for children are difficult to get.
I was so sad to learn in middle school that so many children don't have that privilege of having a parent or caregiver read to them or have books at home. And so when I started, I really wanted to begin with donating Pete the Cat books because that was my favorite.
Since then, she created a nonprofit organization with thousands of volunteers that has donated over $1 million worth of new, best-selling picture books to over 91,000 preschool children. Volunteers like Chopra have helped the organization spread across the country. She says the Literary Society makes it easy for middle schoolers to join. And for Chopra, starting early was key.
You can make a difference if you're a child because they're younger, because they're middle school, high school. They don't think that what they do is really, really going to make a difference. And to that, I say, look at the Literary Society because we're entirely youth-led.
The reward of volunteering to read to children and bring them their own books is clear to her.
It honestly means the world to me because specifically in this state, I always think if just one kid falls in love with reading and has the same passion that I had as a kid growing up, then it makes everything worth it.
The Literary Society already has high school chapters in all 50 states. Even as international chapters are being founded in countries like England, local kids, 12 and younger, are encouraged to get involved. For West Virginia Public Broadcasting, I'm Chris Schultz in Grafton.
West Virginia Morning is a production of West Virginia Public Broadcasting, which is solely responsible for its content. You can keep up with the latest West Virginia news throughout the day on our website, wvpublic.org. Support for our news bureaus comes from Shepherd University and Marshall University School of Journalism and Mass Communications. Maria Young produced today's show. I'm your host, Teresa Wills. This is West Virginia Morning.